used to vote it to be different things, which I cared nothing about being sweethearts or anything, because I didn't think that was my purpose for going to school, yeah. And a lot of people do, but I did, and I was Miss Sophomore UNCF. I'm quite sure you've heard of UNCF, United Negro College Fund. You have to get out and work for money in the class to win the title of Miss Wiley UNCF, and you go to a selected city that the UNCF is comprised of different schools, I think 13 black schools, Bishop, Fisk, different schools like that that participate in UNCF, and then that means Miss National UNCF. I just didn't particularly care about being in things like that or Miss a sweetheart of a fraternity. I really didn't like to be in those kind of things, but I was voted for a lot of things on campus, but like I said, one way or another, it didn't really matter with me.
Tell us about your parents, where they were born, and about their education and their jobs.
Both parents were born here in Harrison County. My mother was born in Houseville, Texas. That's 16 miles from here, community before you get to Longview, Texas. She is the first of seven children. She attended Houseville Public Schools in the elementary age. Then she came to Marshall and went to Newtown School, which I told you about, the Newtown community. Then she graduated from Pemberton High School, which was central at the time. She's also another Bishopite. She didn't graduate, but at the time she was going, she did complete the sophomore level. And you didn't really need a degree to teach. And her major was music, and she taught music. And she had a studio at home, but she doesn't do that now. She's just at home, housewife. But my father is the opposite. Now, he was born in Harrison County, Marshall, in a community named Canaan.
Canaan?
Canaan, C-A-N-A-A-N, Canaan. And he just only completed the third grade of his elementary of his education, because he was the third to be born. Fourth. And at the time, they had to stop school and help their father work to get the girls educated. And because he sent the oldest girl to Wiley, she got her degree in cosmetology, and sent the others to be in the schools. So therefore, he did not have the time to go to school, but he can read and write. He knows how to do that.
Where is Canaan?
It's on Highway 43, maybe about 10 miles out of Marshall.
Which direction?
Going south. It's on the Henderson Highway. And it's the route I'm going to Houston. The church is still there, but the school is gone. They had country schools up until maybe about 3 years ago now. Grange Hall, there's a community, Grange Hall is mostly white. The school just, they liquidated the school last year. But Canaan has been liquidated about 3 years. And the school is still there, but I don't like the way the school is situated here, and they've made a club out of it, and the church is situated right here. The church is still there, and that's where his mother is buried, up there, Canaan. If you go up there, there's nothing up there laying out there in the grave but roosters. And
what sort of, you said your father had a grocery store?
Yes, we owned a grocery store before I was born, and maybe about 2 years after it burned down.